and Speed of History, show number 215. Look at that, I did two shows back-to-back instead of taking a month break here. This show was mostly put together a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't really finish it out, so that's why I was able to pull one off, and that is why I started with the Screeching Weasel song, What We Hate, which is off of their album My Brain Hurts from 1991, and I was going to play that. It's a little dated now, but because the video went out of Ben Weasel attacking two women at a show, you know, washed up old, you know, Christian, conservative, Republican Ben Weasel. You know, so he joins the ranks of other people, been filmed, you know, beating up women at shows such as Gigi Allen and that ass from Anal Cunt and all of that. It's kind of a sad legacy, hence that song. So next set, just completely randomly, I'm going to play songs with City in the title.
in outer space. You are superheroes, I tell you. How many degrees have you got, Dean? Yeah, okay. Love your encore. Slap culture. Love your voice, Pete. Love it. And Phil, what a bassist.
Moving around.
Bonsetti.
I love that.
As I said, all songs with City in the title. I started off with the song that inspired it all, Subhumans doing Subvert City from The Day the Country Died. Album came out in 1983, and that just randomly got in my head a couple weeks ago, and I decided to put together a city set. Next up was Subculture doing University City. That's from a demo from somewhere around 1983, but it wasn't released until it was on the split with ABH that Captain Oi put out sometime in the late 90s. I then played The Flies doing Fun City, which was that was the single version from 1978. And then finally I played Semaphore doing Capital City, which was from a 1979 Up, Down, Around EP. To me, Semaphore is kind of the epitome of that 79 mod punk sound, you know, even more so than the early Jam, even though they're such kind of an obscure band, but that 79 sound leads me into the next set. I'm going to play through the discography of a modern band that I think is kind of similar in a lot of ways to that sound.
Bye.
that was all from the band The Young Offenders, and I played through their discography because over 2 months ago, but only a couple shows ago, I played one of their songs when I did my show that had a bunch of the Maximum Rock and Roll Best of 2010 roundups, and it was an album that came out the last year that I didn't even realize happened, and I really liked the band, so I was excited by that. So I thought I would, you know, just give them all a listen. I started off, again, as I said, all this is Young Offenders, started off with Trelawney's Army, which was from their 2006, I believe, maybe 2007 demo. I then played Wen Ho Lee from a 2007 self-titled EP. Then was Saints from the 2008 EP, Big Man Small House. I then played Pilled Up, which was from a 2009 split with the Giant Haystacks. And then finally I played a song off the new album I mentioned. It was Hot Sun, came out last year on an album called Leaders of the Followers. So next set, I was going to play some new stuff, but it just didn't really happen. I didn't really put it together in time, I guess. I listened to a bunch of stuff, but I didn't really like enough of it to include most of it. So instead, I'm going to start off with one new song and then play stuff that it reminded me of.
Thank you. interpretating interpretation of problems. Describe them. Problems. There are doubts in your ability. There's too many blanks in your analogy. The enemy turns captain. The captain turns civilian. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The enemy turns captain. The captain turns civilian. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The lieutenant becomes casualty. There are doubts in your ability. There's too many blanks in your analogy. There's too many.
as I said, was all based around the new song that I started off with. The band was 1981. The song was Blind Acceptance, which is off of a demo that I think came out last year. They have a new EP just out this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of those songs are on it, but I haven't heard it yet. But I was listening to that. I was like, oh, man, what is this? What does this remind me of? It sounds like the Minutemen. I was like, no. It's like that song that's in that Nada's part in that old skate video. I was like, aha, Firehose. So that's what I played next. Firehose doing Dear Captain, which is off of their Raging Full On album, which came out in 1986. And then played another band on 1981, reminded me of The Proletariat doing Westernization, which is off of Voodoo Economics and Other American Tragedies. But that's a collection that came out after the band was broken up, as far as I know. I think the song was probably originally recorded sometime around 1983, but I'm not sure. And then finally I played Small Town, doing Years, Months, which was from a 2003 EP of the same name. So next set, I'm going to play some gothy, post-punky stuff, kind of some of it coming off of some of the stuff I played in last week's show.
Start it with a rumor, a whisper. demons. Fry under the stairs. Fry under the poisons. Pump into the air. Fry under the chemicals. Spy upon my life. Thank you.
seeks the juggler. Says the boy Rowling, his script inflames the curse of the Moray. Echoes round the stage. Bubbles are played in the night of the dead.
So I started that one off with the Holy Dolls doing Beast of the Apocalypse, which is off of the Cleanse the Bacteria comp, which came out in 1985, and I was at Goth Night like a month ago or whenever the hell it was, and my friend Doug was playing it, the song, and I said, what the hell is this? I recognize it, but I couldn't place it. He's like, oh, it's off that Pusshead comp, and I'm like, oh, I understand now. I've never really listened to that song enough to, like, you know, for to remember, but I kind of like it. But listening to it that night, not so much now, but a little bit, something about the structure really reminded me of the song I played next, which was Zounds Doing Fear, which is off of their Curse of the Zounds album, which came out in 1982. And then finally, kind of riffing off of what I did last week when I traced through Southern Death Cult and Theater of Hate and how incestuous that whole scene was, two bands that I didn't play because they were a little bit too far afield. First, I played UKDK doing Unexpected Guest, which is from a 1981 EP of the same name, and they were from a band Ritual. Members went on into Death Cult, I believe, or maybe it was a cult. It's too late now. I'm not going to go back and bother to relook it up. But then the other members went on and formed the band that I played next, which was In Excelsis, doing Carnival of the Gullible, which is off of their Carnival of Democles EP, which was from 1983. Well, thanks for listening. I'm not going to say I'm going to have a show next week, sometime coming up, but I'm going to close with a show explaining how I feel, which is kind of why I probably won't have a show next week. I'm going to close with The Godfathers doing Birth, School, Work, Death, which is from the 1988 album of the same name. Thanks and goodbye. We'll be right back.
Swap.